Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fox and Freezy Show on the all-new Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. All right, so we got guests in the studio.
And I got my camera on you.
And why do you have your camera on me?
Because you're so pretty.
Do this. No.
You're
no,
so
no.
pretty.
Actually, I'm going to be really honest with our audience. When I come to work at the radio station, I try to be as ugly as possible.
And, I mean, I tried to tell him that just because we're on the radio doesn't mean that looks aren't important.
They are not.
They aren't. I know, because they're never important. That's what I was trying to get through.
They're not important because why? Tell everybody what you just told me off the air.
Because.
Tell them.
Oh, my gosh. It came out so quick and it left as quick.
You said, when I'm ugly, then people are surprised when I'm actually, like, kind of, like, put together.
When I'm not good looking, then when I look good, people are like, is that really him?
They take notice, man. They sit up and they take notice.
So I've been trying to look really bad for a couple months now. That way, when I look good, it's going to be like, what the heck? Yeah. She's reborn.
So, like, when, yeah, exactly. And then you'll get, like, 50 more likes on each picture that you post on Instagram and Facebook. Hey, are we, what's the website address for our Instagram and Facebook, by the way?
Oh, if you want to go to our Facebook or Instagram, you could just type in FOXXANDFREEZY in either of those, and that's going to pull up our, well, social media.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, we're all over the place. And of course here
add a .com to that for our website.
Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. All right, step into the mic next is Teddy. Tell me a little bit about Teddy Sims.
Oh my God. Teddy is such a queen. I love her.
She's
him,
a queen.
Her, whatever. But he's been in the Las Vegas community for quite some time, and he's a chiropractor. So if you're out of alignment, he's going to realign your spine.
Realign your spine.
Yes.
How long have you actually been practicing?
And you 10 years.
Speak right into the microphone.
10 years. Been doing this for 10 years.
How old are you? How old are you? You don't want to say?
That's on live right now. This fool I'm is asking my age. And we're talking about a queen over here. And you're going to ask a queen.
I already introduced her as the queen. She's right.
The queen.
She's Asian, so she could be anything. Don't quite know. She could be 10 or 100.
Bingo.
Well, good Asian doesn't answer. Crack,
I'm,
right?
Like in the quote of Mariah, I'm eternally 12.
You're eternally 12.
And is Mariah, why do you bring up Mariah, Teddy?
Because she's my queen. She's the best diva of all time.
What was that movie that she did that they like really panned her for? Glitter.
You know what? And it is, what anniversary is it? It's the 18th anniversary of Glitter. It came out on 9/11.
Oh my God!
I love Mariah Carey. I love the show that she does up at Caesar's Palace in the Coliseum. I know she's going to be back for her annual
in November
Christmas show.
That's the Christmas right. show. Yes, there's going to be six shows, and then she's going to be back again in February.
Are you promoting
for the residency?
98.5 KLUC is. We're giving away tickets.
Awesome.
Yeah, we do that. You know, on the other station down the hall, though.
When I think of Christmas music, for some reason, I think of Mariah Carey instantly
because she's the queen of Christmas.
Well, when I think of New Year's, I definitely don't think of Mariah Carey because that was probably not her best ever performance last year.
I wouldn't want to see her.
Actually, it wasn't last year. Her last year was the Redemption.
Oh, it was the year Redemption before that. The year before. Yeah,
however,
what was going on with your girl, Mariah?
Oh, there was an in-ear issues with the engineering and sound engineers.
Is that the excuse? Is that what we're going to tell people because we're on the radio right now?
Well, not that. No, not at all. But Dick Clark even admitted to it, so... And he's the production.
Did you see everybody looking at her, how they had panned the cameras around and stuff? And like, she was just kind of like, well, I give up. I'm just going to walk around on
the
stage
now. She
didn't
give up. She was being professional.
Don't look at me when you ask the question. I did not see it. Oops.
You didn't see it? No. You made the YouTube. It was probably not her best moment. But
was it
like
better
you said,
than the Janet Jackson slip?
No,
there's a lot of slips. There's a lot of slips from other. Mariah's just an easy target because they hate on her.
Well, this interview is not about Mariah.
And we love Mariah Carey, by the way. In case you are a Mariah Carey fan, we are not a bunch of Mariah Carey haters except for Teddy Sims, who is a doctor, and he won't tell us how old he is.
Well, we're interviewing Teddy Sims on the all-new Channel Q, 94.1 HD2, not Mariah Carey.
All right,
so
let's get back to this chiropractic thing because we're driving way off into the weeds over here.
You're transitioning to Mariah? What, Teddy?
Because of the Pride Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. So tell us a little bit. I know you've been doing something with Pride for quite a few years now. So tell us a little bit about what you do with them.
Well, I do a lot of community work in the Las Vegas area. And I haven't done too much with the GLBTQ community.
It's the LGBTQ. Somebody's going to beat us up for you saying that wrong.
Actually, it's LGBT or LGBTQ or LGBTQ plus or LGBTQ LMNOP.
Or non-binary.
My point exactly. I'm not really heavily involved in the community. And as a gay person, I wanted to.
Yes.
And what better way to incorporate what I do for fun, which is Zumba.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, and you're gay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey. Well, you came to the right station. Hey.
Why? Don't get any ideas.
What?
Yeah, all right, back to the Zumba. All right, what is Zumba anyway? I mean, I've seen it online, but I've never done it. What is so Zumba exactly?
Zumba is a Latin-based group fitness, just pure fun class.
Okay.
And, well, you go ahead. Are you going to say anything else?
Well, maybe. All right, so it's a Latin-based what? Go ahead.
A group dance fitness class,
okay.
And it incorporates a lot of different styles from the Latin countries like salsa and cumbia, but we also incorporate another percentage of different formats like hip-hop and anything international like African music.
Okay.
Yes.
Girl, you got to be coordinated for that because I'm always 3.5 steps behind. And then just when I think I'm catching up, get 3 steps behind, back to a half a step behind again.
I'm so lost on this whole dance.
No, it's a lot of fun. It's a
so
lot of fun.
So what do you do with Pride? So you do Zumba. Do you do like a little Zumba class at Pride Festival?
So I teach classes at local gyms here, like Lifetime Athletic mm-hmm. and 24 Hour Fitness.
Okay.
But in terms of Pride this year, we're going to be doing a fun-filled event that entails a lot of the dancing with queens.
Oh, wow. Yes, queen.
Like, are we talking like real queens?
Yes,
like with the crown
queens,
and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, so their empty. Style of dancing, like yeah. your number one, Mariah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't think she danced. She just kind of leans and rocks with
Mariah
it.
Mariah is not
the
a dancer.
Right one then, because you just got to stand there and look pretty.
Well, you guys are youngins, aren't you? Because if you don't know about the real divas, the real singers, they do remixes.
Oh.
From
oh.
back in the days, yes. And then I'll be using that.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of divas and Mariah Carey and everything, have you heard the new Whitney Houston Kygo song?
The duet?
Higher Love.
I did, yeah.
Did you like it?
I love anything that's Whitney Houston, so.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Where does she fall on your diva list?
Number two?
Number two on the diva list, Mariah and Whitney, are they actually friends? Were they actually friends?
They are friends. They actually did a duet together.
Well, I know they did When You Believe together, but
I'm clapping.
Like, you're clapping because I know that song.
Yes,
ask Tyler how old he is.
I'm only 16. Child labor laws
you're
over here on the Fox
16,
and Freezy show.
I'm eternally 12.
Eternally 12, just like Mariah.
She's the Madonna era.
Oh, wow. He's taking it back to like the voguing and stuff. Right?
He must have got a glimpse of your hair from over the computer.
Well, like I can never have a good hair day because we work in radio.
Oh, my
and
God. Your guys' hair is the same.
My hair is actually better.
I just rolled out of the bed.
His... just a little bit.
You could have at least said you just got done at rock tape.
Something along those lines. Hey, how long have you been doing the Zumba thing, though?
Same amount of years as I was a chiropractor, so about 10 years.
So you're not doing the chiropractor thing anymore or what?
I am. I'm doing the both at the same time.
So how do you blend the two? Like, do you ever have people into the office to do Zumba and the chiropractic care?
No. Chiropractic is strictly chiropractic, and Zumba is when I'm off work.
Well, I mean, I guess one kind of leads to the other, because when you're doing Zumba, you're keeping your body
you
nice and loose.
You might need a chiropractor at the end.
You could need a chiropractor at the end, or you might be nice and loose so that you don't need to go to the chiropractor as much. Teddy, can you tell us some symptoms or signs that you know you need to go to the chiropractor besides a car accident?
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because that fills up most of these chiropractic offices.
Well,
my
practice is all personal injury, so it is a lot of car accidents. But what happens in car accidents, you get sprains and strains. Your joints, they get out of alignment, just like when you fall down or sit in front of a computer all day. And a lot of times people feel that tension, like you're feeling your neck right now.
I am, and I have been for 2 months. That's not good, is it?
Well, I haven't seen you for your appointment in a while, have I,
know,
young
I
man?
Coming, so, question: can like these problems with alignment in your body lead to worse problems or mental problems, or what else problems could it lead to?
Well, if you ignore a lot of the initial signs of like sprains and strains or like pains, yes, it can affect your whole system because the nervous system controls everything, your nerves, your cells, your organs. So if you have low back issues and you ignore it, you'll start noticing other kinds of symptoms like stomach issues or bowel issues, whatnot, or neck pains. You'll notice you'll start getting headaches or blurred vision or just jaw issues even.
Is it because it's putting more strain on other parts of your body because it's not properly aligned? Or
absolutely, because the nerves, they go to different parts of your body. So depending on where the nerve is being pinched, if it's ignored, your initial signs is usually, oh, I have some pains in my neck. But when you ignore it, you start experiencing different other
girl
different
I'm gonna have to set my appointment up soon. We'll have to talk a little bit
you
after
better not
the
cancel
show.
It he's probably got a $25 fee. Like, if you skip it, would
girl,
you waive that fee though?
We are family.
No, he said he's not waiving
really
the $25 fee.
When I went to Teddy for my chiropractic needs, I was really good, and I showed up most of the time on time.
Most of the time, ladies and gentlemen.
Time.
Hey, so where could we find you on the World Wide Web, or like an office phone number where we could call and book an appointment or something?
Do you accept like walk-ins? You said you do mostly car accidents, but do you like ever continue care?
Absolutely. A majority of my patients, after they're done with their cases, they continue seeing me on an average of once a month.
Great. So where can we find you online then?
Chiropracted.com.
Okay, perfect.
And the phone number is 702-277-1371.
You know what my favorite part of the chiropractic care experience was?
What?
I had a really good-looking chiropractor, and he used to crack my back. And then at the end of the appointment, he used to put this thing on my back, and it felt like electricity. It was my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's called a TENS unit, girl.
Good job.
I know those well. I mean, they are miracle workers. And, you know, if you could get one of those at home, too, come see Teddy. He'll hook you up.
Oh, he'll hook it up. On that note, it's Fox and Freezy Show. I'm going to go play with that tenor unit thing.
He's going to zap tenor. Something he shouldn't have, girl.
Probably. It's Fox and Freezy Show on the all-new Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. Now get out of my studio. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.